about how far back can you remember? How old were you?
Well, six years old at Christmas time.
Christmas?
Yeah, I remember that because I won a little phonograph. Little phonograph is set up with a little cover on it, you know, and you put your records on it. And I wanted one of them so bad, but I didn't know if I was going to get one. So that Christmas morning, I had one underneath the tree. Oh, I was the ticklest girl there ever was. Yeah, and I played it all that day. I didn't have too many records, but I played them. And then, another time, I was about 10 years old when I got a beautiful bicycle. I was the only girl in Newport that had a real pretty bicycle, you know. And, oh, I was so proud, you know. I rode up and down through Newport with my blue bicycle. And everybody looked at me, you know, because my dad always had a good job, you know. The other kids, their dads wasn't working too much. And I got my bicycle, and they all stared at it. And, "You lucky girl," or I go, "Why, you lucky girl."
That was for Christmas, too.
No, that was just
just a present?
Just a gift. It was in the spring of the year. I rode that, too, till I rode my legs off of it, almost.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a mail carrier. Yeah, he started as a mail carrier, and well, then he retired as a mail carrier. My mother died. Was the housewife.
How many children in your family?
Just two.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Me and my sister.
Were you the oldest?
No. Sister was 4.5 years older than I was. Bernice. And she died when she was 27 years old.
What from?
She had cancer.
Oh.
She had an operation. And she left two little children. Richard was 7 years old. And Donna Mae was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, and my mother and I raised the kids for George, and till he got some housekeepers in there, but none of them suited him. You get a housekeeper for a little while, and out they go. None of them suited him because they wouldn't do like Bernice did all the time. Couldn't change a thing in the house. Everything had to be just the way she had it. One day he came home, and the house was all changed. "You put everything back, and then out you go. Just the way you came in, the way you found it, right?" That didn't last. Yeah, well, he was too particular. He shouldn't have did that. But he never would tell a housekeeper. But then he went up to Detroit. Met Elsie. That's Elsie Northman. He liked her.
How old were you when you got married?
I was just a week or so before I was 19.
And your wedding, what was that like?
Well, we went to Monroe, to the Zion Parsonage. Mm-hmm. We got married there in the side room. Was February the 7th, awful cold and icy. We had an awful time getting there, it was so icy. And And when we got back, he drove right up by the basement door, you know, because it was so icy, so I didn't have no boots or anything on. And when I first stepped out, you know, with high heels and everything, to go in, bing, down on the floor, on the ice I went. Well, then we went in the house. I told Ma what happened. Said, oh, my gosh, and my dress was all wet in the back, you know. And she had a nice, great big supper for us. Just had his people and my people, my sister-in-law. And, well, I got around the dining room table. It was nice. And that's when the mill in Newport burnt, the 7th of February, 1929.
Same day.
The same night, uh-huh. And then, oh, well, then we were going to have shiveries. And, well, instead of having a shiveries, they all went up to the fire. Yeah, even a bunch of us in my house went. Yeah, boy, that was a big fire that day. Yeah, pretty big meal. And everything in the dirt. Well, that was my exciting day.
Well,
we didn't go on any trips.
No.
We stayed at no honeymoons, no. We didn't have the money, so he says later we take a honeymoon, but we never did. And always, you know, they always say that to me. So we stayed at my mother's that night. On a great bed I always did sleep in.
What was your wedding dress like?
It was a real light blue chiffon. And it had a ruffle all down one side. The ruffle was a little bit longer because it, you know, the way it was, a ruffle, you know, kind of, how do you say? Anyway, it was a little bit longer than my dress. My dress had a real full skirt. And it was real pretty, but short. I couldn't sit down because if I sat down, it came way above my knees. That's when they wore the short dresses. And I had a nice bouquet of flowers. And they took pictures. And then when we got back, why, after supper, we went out and took pictures on the front steps. Of me. Just me. Nobody else. And Richard. Richard had to be in it. And then we lived with my mother and dad for 4.5 years. Until we got this little house up in Newport. And we lived there for 7 years. And then my grandpa from Detroit sold his, my mother's stepdad, sold his place in Detroit. He moved down here and he was going to live with us. Or he wasn't going to really live with us. He was going to go down to the creek where our place was there, and he was going to stay there because he loved to fish. And every time he'd come up, he'd coax us, Jerome and I, to go down and fix up that place and live in it. Well, it didn't take Jerome too much coaxing because he wanted to get down there anyway. Well, I said, you'll never get me down there. I'll never live down there by that creek. He coaxed me. I got down there. Yeah, but I liked it after I got down there. Betty was 10 years old. And she went to school, to the little Majorin school.
Do you remember your school when you were younger?
Yeah, I went up here to Newport, the Newport school, right next to the church.
Mm-hmm. What was it like?
Well, at first it just had one room, and then it burnt down, and then they had to rebuild it, and they had two rooms. You know, for bigger kids and smaller kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice school after they rebuilt it. And then we down to the creek and then that's where Elaine and Joan were born. Mm-hmm. Well, I liked it down there. We rented boats. And took a lot of time in there. Besides on my other housework that I do. Jerome worked at the mineral water equipment for a good many years, so he was had to be retired on disability. He just got sick. And then I got sick. I had a half heart surgery. Many years ago.
That's hereditary in your family?
Yeah, my dad's on my dad's side. All of them had heart trouble.
He was a mail carrier.
Yeah.
Was he gone most of the day then?
Well, he'd go about 7 o'clock up to the post office and he'd get back around 12, 1 o'clock. In bad weather, he wouldn't get home till about 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Because he had a he had to walk some of his route. It was long and mud roads where he couldn't get through, couldn't even get through with the horses. Not so bad.
When he had horse and buggy back?
Yeah. Then? Yeah, he had a little, it was a cute little, regular for mail carriers, you know. A little, I don't know how you would say it. Little covered wagon like, but it was run by horses. And then he had all little things, just like in the post office where your mail was. And he puts all his mail in those little slots on each side of the driver's, you know. Beside this big bag of mail. And that's how we carried his mail. And then after he didn't use that anymore, we made a playhouse out of it. Oh, we had the best time. We had a cute little playhouse out of that thing. Yeah, and then he used to, my dad used to raise bees. Honeybees?
Yeah.
Oh, we had I don't know how many honeybees. And then he'd, after work nights, in the afternoon, he'd make a little, little things for, to put the honey, the bees could fill them out, and out back, underneath the apple tree. And there'd be bees flying around them, and didn't ever bother him. And us kids, we didn't know any better.
They weren't in a box or anything?
No, he was fixing boxes for them.
Oh.
But they were swarming around him too, you know, but he never was afraid of them. And us kids, why, we didn't know much about them. Well, we run out there and got stung. I got stung on both feet. Oh, they swelled up like that. I couldn't walk on them. I had a creep. I had a creep all over. And Bernice got stung on one leg, on one foot, and she was a hobble. I said, we have a good time around that house. Mother bawled us out for going out there because we all knew better. And nice when it's time to go to bed, well, I had to creep up the steps, you know, like a little baby. And gosh, I guess I was about 8 years old. I went around there anyway, creeping around the house. Oh, I learned my lesson. I stayed away from the bees after that.
Did he sell the honey?
Oh, yeah,
then?
He sold the honey. He even rendered it, you know, made and in jars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a big business with that. And they had cherry trees. Oh, we had a whole orchard of cherries. Cherry trees. Everybody in Newport came down when the cherries was ripe and picked cherries. That was fun, too.
Yeah.
Get up those trees. We climbed the trees, you know. And pick cherries. Oh, and then they had quite a lot of chickens and ducks. And there, that little up here in the barn, and chicken coop. And he had a couple of cows. Milk cows. Before he'd go to work mornings, and nice, he'd milk them. Well, he got rid of all that. A little bit too much. He had a nice garden. Always had a big garden. Yeah, and then my sister, she was creeping around. She was quite young. She was creeping around, outdoors. She was going down the steps, and my mother had a great big swill barrel sitting on the steps where she'd pour all her everything that she drained, or she'd pour in this here pail. And Bernice was going down. She fell on their head first. And, oh, my gosh, Ma came out the doors to throw something in there. She saw two little feet sticking up in the air. Oh, she grabbed her by the feet, and she hollered for Fred. Dad was down in the garden hoeing, and Dad run up that hill as fast as he could. He grabbed her by the feet, and he run all the way uptown with her. With her head hitting his leg. And when he got up to the doctor's, the doctor was sick in bed with typhoid fever. But he went right in it anyway. He said, "You got to do something." He said, "Bernice is dead, dying or something." And then she made a great big, like that, and then the father got stuck.
It was that serious?
Oh, yes. Because Mother didn't know how long she was in there.
Oh.
She was going out to pour some stuff in there. Saw her feet. And if Mother wouldn't have went then, she'd have been dead. Well, she was about dead. Because if Dad wouldn't have run up down all the way and her head hitting his leg, it would have brought her out of it. Well, had some excitements around that house, I tell you. I guess I was just a little tiny baby. And I was 4 and a half. I don't think Bernice was 4. Yeah, it must be before I was born. It was just a little one crawling around on the floor. Well, I know more pails on the back porch after that. Learned them a lesson. You always have to learn something, you know.
Did you have any traditional things you did? Any stories or any songs? Or
no, just when we went to school, we sang at school. Sang before school started, you know.
You sang before school?
Well, we all sit and move us in our seats, but that would be the morning. We start with a song, and we pick it out of the book. You know what song we wanted to sing, and that's how we started school. We're singing a song. You're going to hear that in there.
The church. Religion did you go to church?
Yeah.
Was it a major part of your childhood? I mean, did you go every week or?
Oh yeah. We went to Monroe. Bad weather, we couldn't get there, but try to make it every Sunday. And then I went 2 years to the Zion School in Monroe.
Did you?
Yeah. To be confirmed.
Oh.
I had to go there for 2 years to that last year, and then I was confirmed. And, I used to go on a streetcar.
Streetcar?
Yeah, streetcar used to go through Newport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and every morning to go to school, I used to have to go on a streetcar. And Bernice was going to high school then. And we both went on the streetcar together. And many times we'd be late for that car, but that conductor knew we had to be on that car. And he waited for us. He'd see us run through the fields. We'd run through the shortcut through in town there to get to the, get to the streetcar. Yeah, he'd hold it for us. Because if we didn't go, we couldn't go then, you know, if the car, if the streetcar went by, we'd be late. He was a good old conductor.
But did it stop right uptown here?
Yeah, right at the depot. There was a depot in Newport.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we had tickets. We had a book of tickets. Dad would buy us our tickets for the week. So we didn't have to carry money with us.
Mm-hmm.
He'd tear a ticket off of Denise and I, the book. So we went to school. Yeah, you never see those days like that anymore. Streetcar tracks are taken out now. And
now, you said your father had a horse and buggy. Do you remember the first automobile you had?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just, I don't think I was a year old when my dad got his first car. He was second one in Newport to have a car. And that was Doc Roach, the doctor in town, and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I think my dad's was a Ford, and Doc Roach's was everybody looked, you know, to see those cars coming down the road. Because it was all horse. And then the horses would get so scared. The people would have horses on the road. They'd have to get out and hang on them. Or they'd run away. And that car would go by. They were so scared of them. But that helped him on the mail route. He'd got around a lot faster.
Except in bad weather.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in, I was born in 1909, and I was just a few months old when he got his first car. It was 20 years ago.
Did you ever go to any movies, or what was... For recreation, what did you do?
Well, anything big doings going on in Monroe, with the whole family would go.
Such as what?
Like, the time the war was over, and they had a great big doings in town. Everybody was so happy. And they celebrated, you know, we all went in town, Monroe, and celebrated with them that time. That was a big...
The ending of World War One? Two.
Maybe. Two. One? Yeah, it would be one. Yeah, because I was just a kid.